Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, you're now into the big number three here. Coming in for the big win against the New World Order. Praise God, hallelujah. Third hour of global transmission against tyranny. Giant news blitz coming up in about 5-10 minutes. I want to get back into the carnage with our troops and the Iraqis. Just horrible, horrible. My heart goes out to them. But Bush says, bring them on. Brett Hume says, stop whining. Families of dead troops, get over it. This is the reality of the wickedness. Barbara Bush said on television, ABC, Good Morning America, why should we hear about body bags and deaths and how many and what day it's going to happen? It's not relevant. So why should I waste my beautiful mind on something like that? Why should we hear about body bags and deaths and how many? What day it's going to happen? It's not relevant. So why should I waste my beautiful mind on something like that? Oh, my goodness. Bring it on, they say. Bush Sr. says, emotional Elder Bush attacks son's critics, starts crying, and says, don't talk about my baby. It's wrong. Don't talk bad about him. But troops, families who are dead, families, just get over it, okay? My beautiful mind, it's so good. It's so beautiful. I'm on such a power trip. I'm so crazy with power, drunk on the blood of the saints. I love it, they say. Oh, heaven help us. Let's talk to Warren in Colorado, then Bruce and Paula. Warren, you're on the air globally.
Oh, hi. Wouldn't it be interesting to have that type of inside knowledge that guy with the chip, he must have had some background inside knowledge at, psychological tests and everything. We're going to prove that this was going to go over with the general type public, and he's really kind of sold his soul in order to...
Did you hear him say that when he talked to the CEO of Applied Digital, oh yeah, it's going to be a global marker system, got to have it to have a gun, we're going to put it in the police first. It's like my cousin, Special Forces, they've been told he's getting the chip. I mean, it's happening, people. Did you hear how chilling that interview was?
Oh yeah, that was really scary. I mean, it's just right out and open. That's how it's going to be, and that's quite the... I guess it's going to have to be the mark of the beast, or it's incredible how...
But he said, don't resist it. Everybody loves it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just take the chip. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, the Bible's kind of coming true on that, isn't it? That's as far as the...
Yeah, but the evangelical leaders say that, that we're about to have our king and leader on the earth as a physical leader, and we're going to have to praise him. He's going to be here soon. Very soon, he's coming.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I had a couple of comments. But there's a story on BBC Online right now talking about universal ID card from the Home Office in 4 weeks.
Well, yeah, the big terror attack's coming, and Tony Blair says you've got to take the national ID card now. But in Britain, they admit it's a national ID card. Here, it's your driver's license, federally mandated, funded, and controlled. The Supreme Court just ruled you've got to have it at all times, and you've got to answer questions, but Americans don't even know that we already have a national ID card.
Yeah, and I'd like to tie into that. You've got to answer questions from the police. Got an anecdote from a friend who's also a listener. 3 or 4 days ago, in a suburb here in Denver, this guy works at a gas station, and he just made a comment about a police officer not moving a disabled car out of the way. And the guy went nuts, just totally melted down on a surveillance tape, which we're going to try to get sent to you.
That was it a cop or a minion?
That was a cop.
Well, yeah, I mean, you even... Look, Hillary Clinton doesn't let you look her in the eyes. At Bilderberg Group meetings, the servants are all told, do not even look at their face.
It's the lordliness, the worshipful.
Stay there. I want to hear about it. Stay there. We'll be right back. Stay there.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply, and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit ARCinstitute.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a phenomenon in world history that when you get despotism and tyranny, generally the police start wearing black ski masks and black uniforms for intimidation purposes. That is thousands of years old, by the way. Whether it's inquisitors or ninja assassins or bank robbers, the bad guys wear the black mask, the black uniforms, the combat boots, you know, the regalia, these type of outfits. And all over the country, I mean, I get video, police video, surveillance video, squad car video. It's on the news here locally. They'll freak out if anything isn't going their way, or if somebody doesn't jump quick enough, or if you just say, hey, what's going on here? Just talking to them. They will then beat the daylights out of you, arrest you, blow up, freak out, scream, cuss, flip out, and then they'll tell you you're getting upset. That's why I've learned with police, and a lot of them aren't like this, but quite a few are, especially the young ones, that if you're just very calm and they start saying, you know, why do you have a problem? Say, I'm just a human being talking to you. What's wrong? What's going on? You know, you get to talk to them like the HAL 2000 and 2001 Space Odyssey. Dave, why are you upset, Dave? And that's what I do. But, so your friend works at this gas station, and what did he say to this first-class citizen as a 10th-class slave minion? What did he say to this lord that outraged him, Warren, or Bruce,
well,
excuse me.
Yeah, he didn't really even say anything directly to him to set him off. First of all, he just was standing outside of the gas station and made the observation that it would be a lot more efficient to just push this disabled car out of the way. The guy points at him and screams, "I'm going to come talk to you after this." And the guy just goes in, goes about his business. The cop comes in, getting red-faced, screaming at him, saying, "Come outside," and basically telling you, you know, "I ought to arrest you." And this guy at least knows his rights and says, you know, "For what? What do you, you know, I've done nothing. I haven't done anything to you." And he just keeps going on and on, just interfering with all the customers who are trying to pay.
Have you seen this video of the temper tantrum?
No, he's supposed to be getting it. I hope to see it tonight. But he was smart enough to pull it out of the video recorder and stick another tape in so it didn't get taped over. And he wants to send it in to you, so hopefully that will happen.
So he was just so, you know, rah!
Yeah, he,
what are you doing, boy?
Leaning over the counter, getting a couple inches from his face, screaming at him, saying he ought to arrest him, you know, for nothing. For I guess just not, you know, showing the proper fear of the black thug, black jackboot thug, you know, but that was enough to set him off.
Oh, was he wearing a black uniform?
That I don't know. Evidently, he was a younger cop, so that's just kind of a scenario.
And this is a big deal, because the type of outfits historically changed the mentality and the mindset.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know most of the suburban police officers in this area have all gone to the black type uniforms. You know, no longer see the baby blue shirt and the little blue hat on anymore, and a .38 on the side. It's a terrible.
Oh no, they're special forces commandos dealing with the civilians in occupied territory. We're now the enemy. See, when you militarize the police, well, what's a military's job? To fight the enemy. Well, where's the enemy? Well, look in the mirror.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so now the judges, you put a sign up in your yard saying our court system's a joke. You're arrested. Give somebody a video, you're arrested.
I'm amazed at the rapidity at which this is happening, Alex. I never thought it would happen this fast. It's like they got the green light, and now they're just going for it full bore.
What did you did you hear that first hour interview?
I did. It was chilling. I couldn't even believe it.
Well, globally, we're all going to have our chips. And
yeah, no, how he just thought it was so great that we're all going to be chipped, and isn't that special, and we won't have to pay money anymore, and seemingly blind.
By the way, did you hear this quote? "The chip will prevail in the future."
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
No, it will prevail.
And the guy just seemed almost giddy and brainwashed how cool it was.
No, that's all training as a Verichip subsidiary seller.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I've had, I think, about four other people on, including the CEO, including the top scientist. And it's, I mean, you can play a recording of each one, and it sounds like the same person. I mean, it's that bad. But they never come right out. You know, they got caught with the Bureau of Prisons of California, had to cancel it. They got caught a bunch of other times, backed off. Then they said, oh, and you can find the press. There's no plan to put this in people for tracking. There's no plan. This is an RFID, and now it's RFID. We're going to track you. We're going to control, you know. And, oh, the Italian government's going to put it in all their employees. The European police are going to have it in their hands. I mean, cops, we care about you. You're the ones that go under this first. Please don't look, police, just like the vaccines. 99% of you, according to the LA Times, 99% said no to that because you had to take it if you were then going to force us to take it. You said no. That messed up the whole global program of the New World Order to go ahead and release smallpox.
To use that
smokescreen hysteria as a takeover move.
Sooner or later, they're going to give us some kind of bioweapon and blame it on us. It's coming.
We heard all of you complain about your liberties. Now they're all gone. We've got to keep you safe.
Well, I've been wondering, how are they going to pull off putting down a revolt in this country since we still have our guns? I think maybe you touched on that a little while ago.
They release bioweapons. It creates hysteria. Things break down. Then the news media, the local officials beg them. Then you've got some CIA staged attacks against the troops, which are then blamed on the evil Christian militia. And then they move ahead with ID cards, then microchips, and then there'll be underground groups that fight the microchipping. It'll really be government groups, and, you know, the cops are, "We're in a war. We got to do something.
Well,
if you just take the chip, we can stop the bio attacks."
To break down the middle-class Joe who will fight back, I can see that you touched on talking about the mandatory draft. If it goes 18 to 49, they'll get us all.
And then you have to take the vaccines. Most of us will serve domestically.
Right.
Yeah. No. I've read the bills. All of us will have to serve about 10 hours a week, and that's ditch digging, environmental stuff, you name it. You know, spying.
So if you resist this, suddenly you're a traitor to the country, right?
Well, that's it. See, because you won't go along with it. You haven't been pulling your weight. You're the reason Al-Qaeda hit us again. We've lost 1 million Americans. We've got to... See, 9/11 is just priming us for it. They're going to kill a lot of people. And then it really starts. And at that point, you got to defend yourselves. You got to go pedal to the metal. And they're going to lose. We're going to back them down.
Well, I mean, what they were able to pull off on Unawake America with the Patriot Act, you know, one nasty bioterror attack, and people will scream for anything. They'll give up everything.
And they've been primed for it. It's like Jim Jones had people drill every day to drink the Kool-Aid. They drill us every day. When the attack comes, what do? Give your freedom up. That makes you safe. What do? Bigger attacks coming? Give your freedoms up. You'll be safe. So when the attack comes, take my rights. I mean, I heard people on talk radio right after the attacks going, take my rights. Do everything to me. One of my so-called Christian friends who's a pro-lifer told me, yeah, I'll take the chip. So what? We got to do anything now. The terrorists. I mean, it's just insanity. Thanks for the call. Really good call. I'll tell you what, Paula and Larry and Ellis and everybody else that is patiently holding, I'll have to get to you in a little while because I need to go ahead and cover some of this news, okay? Oh, and I know I'm getting this, you know, pretty wild here on the air because this is the plan. You know, you heard me say that for VIP stuff, the rock stars, to get in clubs, to be cool, you're going to have to take the chip. Now, how did I know that? Because I know how they sold us other things. They created the drug culture. They brought in the drugs. They released the LSD. Do you understand they control it through the counterculture? It's counterculture to not get married. It's counterculture to have children out of wedlock. It's counterculture to break things down. It's counterculture to be lazy and stupid. And you know, oh, it's so cool to not know where America is on a map. No, it's not cool. If you really want to be rebellious, if you really want to be counterculture, join us. Join with the people that love freedom. We're the ones fighting the establishment. You are pathetic jellyfish out there. You trendies and the yuppies and the rest of you. You're not even in the game. Your life doesn't even matter because you've made it not matter. You're a cog, a programmable jellyfish. You will break your conditioning. You will break it. Unlock your minds now. Come on, people. We're under unbelievable attack. They're putting video cameras in school bathrooms. That ain't America. We just had one of these lunatics on here.
And then soon the global, everyone will have their global chip in them. Soon our global system, our global ID in your hand.
I mean, it's happening. Liberal conservative leaders are all over TV. Sean Hannity, I got him on tape. This is a great system. Wow, every child needs a chip. That's conservatism. That's what a conservative does. That's how we get freedom. We turn our guns in and we get rid of our borders like Jeb Bush is doing, accepting, saying the illegals all get driver's license, and we have campaign finance reform, doubling the corporate money but restricting individuals and not letting us have a First Amendment, and we arrest people for signs in their yards, and we just do it because it's good, because we're helping you. And more people are in prison, and then even more drugs are on the streets. It's all coming together. All right, we'll come back. Study TV may rewire children's brains. General Eberhardt in the local paper there in Colorado, Colorado Springs, where we're on the radio, came out and talked about how they need to spy on the American people and have NATO involved in the U.S. I mean, here it is. Foreign troops, baby. Oh, my goodness. Outrage preschoolers lead growth of antidepressant use. That's only the tip of the iceberg. There is so much coming up. And I'm going to get back into report 130 soldiers killed in Iraq. You're starting to get the picture, the magnitude of this. If you're not pulling your hair out in concern, They've already got your soul.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Man, it's good to have Big Brother advertising with us. Last ad was something else. That's funny. Folks, thank you for joining us a bit here back live on the show. Study TV May rewire kids' brains. We'll cover some of these articles, come back and take calls. This is from KRON Television out of San Francisco. They actually carry an AP article. Study, TV may rewire children's brains. Researchers have found that every hour preschoolers watch television each day boosts their chances by about 10% of developing attention deficit problems later in life. So it teaches children how to not think. It fractures their brains. That's why I watch no more than about an hour of television a week. The findings back up previous research showing that television can shorten attention spans and support American Academy of Pediatrics recommendations that youngsters under age 2 not watch television. The truth is, there's a lot of reasons for children not to watch television. Other studies have shown that it's associated with obesity and aggressiveness. Well, that's all the aggressive acts on it. Two, said lead author Dr. Dmitry Kraninsky, a researcher at Children's Hospital and Regional Medical Center in Seattle. Folks, I told you that last night, after the TV show, I took the crew out to eat at a local Chinese food restaurant here in Austin. It's a nice little restaurant. I'll give them a plug. It's called Triple Eight. It's the name of the restaurant. They have this big screen TV. And we walk in there, and I see the television. I turn my back to it. I didn't want to sit facing the evil stuff on it. And, you know, Big Brother over there. And people in front of me go, "What is that?" I turn around, and you can read the closed caption. The audio was off, and they were torturing a guy. About 5 minutes later, they go, "Look at that," and somebody else is, the authorities are raping someone. Wow, lots of torture. And I don't know the name of the show. It's on FX. It's got the bald-headed guy who used to be on the commish. It's called The Shield. Hey, Scott, you know how to turn your microphone on? You want to come on air? If you know all about it, why don't you tell us about it? It's The Shield. Well, let me ask you. He's in my ear, folks. You can't hear him. You're welcome to come on air. You want to come on air right now? Turn your microphone on.
Okay.
Are you on with us now?
Yes, I am.
So you knew about the show called The Shield. Have you ever watched it?
I have not watched it.
Okay, well, I've only come across it twice, and both times they were torturing people.
Yeah, that seems to be the gist of it. From every ad that I've ever seen, it's kind of those, I'm going to get the answers I need, and I'm going to beat it out of you kind of shit.
So, even the ads are torture each time. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just saw them torturing a bunch of people. It seems the whole show. But now, do you watch much television?
No, not really. Not as much as I used to.
Do you watch 24 or Threat Matrix?
I have.
Every episode I've seen, and literally this is the TV studio when it's on, or flipping through channels, watching news, I've tuned in three times. Every time they were torturing people, once they had the lady strapped down, they said, "Answer the questions." She said no on 24. They started electrocuting her, blood spraying. And this is good. They're loving when they do this. And then I went to see a movie, and they had an ad for it at the movies where they're torturing somebody in a torture chair. Is that what you've seen watching it? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's their main selling point.
So the show is about torture. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And the government's good because we're going to torture you.
Exactly, yeah.
By the way, this is where everybody gets their social morals, their mores. This is why you're going to be tortured by the police for having a crooked toenail, because they're going to live out the life of The Shield or of Threat Matrix or of 24. They're fighting it. And in every episode I've seen of this, they're real sad. They go, "I got to torture you now. I'm so sorry. You're the bad one. You did this." It's like Joseph Mengele. "I'm going to torture you now because you deserve it, because you're a Jew, and we're going to do it." Doesn't that seem a little sick to you, Scott?
Yeah, it does.
No one seems to be pointing this out. Did you ever think when you watched it that why is this all about torture?
No, of course not. And that's what they're going for. They don't want you to think about that. They want
unconsciousness.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I think everybody better talk about it. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the discussion.
No problem.
I'm about to pull my hair out here. Anyways, I went off a rabbit trail there. Again, it is documented that the average child watches 4.5 hours of TV, with 11% watching 5 to 6 hours daily and about 10% watching 7 or more hours daily. But even children watching 2 hours have their IQs reduced, become more aggressive, and can't critically think. Because even when I studied RTF, radio, television, film, they admit the oscillation of the screen gives the exact point to hypnotize and mesmerize you. If I was you, I'd stop watching television if you're an adult as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full 1 year guarantee. Call today. 800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234. Regrow your hair with Avacor. Call 800-397-7234. Order Avacor today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. Let me try to get back through the news. But think about that. Our million police, it was just 600,000 a couple years ago, but now it's a million. Our million police sit there and watch all the cop shows, all the drama shows, all the law shows. Anyone I've seen ever, I'm not exaggerating, ever turn TV on or I'm in a restaurant, they're torturing people. Or they're going, I don't need a constitution. Boom, bust through the door. And they're always right, and they always bust the bad guys, see? So it's okay. And I know the Defense Department and Justice Department are funding it, and I've read the news articles. But the average person just sits there watching. You understand what an indicator this is? Of just pure wickedness? But the public watches it and then thinks that behavior's normal, see? We're social creatures, and this is how we're trained. And if you watch the cartoons, they've got microchips. The UN troops are saving us. We have to retina scan to buy and sell. Rebelling against your parents is good. Groveling to authority, though, if it's the police, is wonderful. Notice Fox Television, all their shows about the family. It's, you know, these 20 women want to be whores for this man, basically. Or, ooh, we try to get you to have sex with us. Or, oh, the family's falling apart. The male role models are all idiots. Women are the heads of the household. And that's Fox bringing you conservatism. They're laughing at you. They got the top psychiatrists, the top experts. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're destroying your minds. But if you're just conscious of it, it won't destroy your mind. It will expand your mind to incredible levels, and you will see everything these trash brains are doing. Unlock your mind. Start watching it. Start looking for the message you're being given. It is unbelievable. And therein lies our power. And point it out to other people. Get conscious. But understand, scientifically, and there's a 500 studies that show it, literally, I mean, there's more than that. You go into a lower-than-sleep mode, the average adult, in about 15 minutes. Children even quicker. You ever just found yourself, like, stupidly watching the television in a dull fashion where you're just looking at it and drooling, and it's an hour later? Video games are even worse. The mesmerized state that children get into when playing video games is even lower than that sleep mode. What do the Prozacs and Ritalins of the world do? Well, the Prozac, the psychotropics, puts you in that mesmerized state. And the speed burns you out and does the same thing. I mean, this is all admitted. You understand how dastardly this is? And so it's dumbing your children down, and scientists are saying don't let your children watch television. You're not going to stop. You're not going to stop. Are you? Let me tell you something. You take that television and you put it on, you know, one of those rolling racks like they have at public schools. You can buy one for like $50. Put it in the garage. Put it in a closet. Let it be movie night once a week or something to watch a good wholesome movie, and just tell them no. And when they want to go to their friend's house all day and play some video game where you rape and kill people and run over people with cars and kidnap children, oh, that's all the popular games, or you're a New World Order assassin killing Christians and militia members. Oh, that's one of the new games. I'm not kidding. When all that's happening, you just tell your children no, and you get them in sports, you get them in, you know, volleyball, softball, football. You keep them so busy, and yeah, that means you can't go to the bar. That means you got to spend time with them. That means you got to maybe take another job so your wife can spend time with them. It means you might not have the fanciest car. Your children are worth it. Take them away from this, and they'll bloom like you could never imagine. Do not let your children watch television. Not to mention all the subliminals and all the rest of it, but just, oh, this is from Business Wire. Outrage. Preschoolers lead growth of antidepressant use, and there's nobody protecting the children. It's just a free-for-all. This is the St. Louis Business Wire. The use of paradoxine and other antidepressant medications continues to grow by about 10% annually among children and adolescents, according to a study published in the April issue of Psychiatric Services. The study profiles trends of prescription antidepressants use in children and adolescents using prescriptions claim information from the random nationwide sample. A study of Express Scripts examined antidepressants use among approximately 2 million commercially insured pediatric beneficiaries, or 2 million children, more than that, 18 years and younger. The fastest growing segment of users were found to be preschoolers ages 0 to 5 years of age, with use among girls doubling and use among boys growing by 64% from the entire sample. Antidepressants use increased 1.6 in 98 to 2.4 in 2002, a 49% increase over the course of the study. The growth in use of was greater among girls, 68%, than boys, 34%, and for each gender respectively, growth was higher among younger boys and higher among older girls. And this permanently fries their brains, permanently brain damages them. The brain's growing till about 4.5, wiring itself, and they put a dopamine uptake inhibitor in them. I mean, this stuff shrinks the brains and rots holes in it and causes all types of illnesses in adults, and they're giving this to 2-year-olds. There's cases of them giving them to 6-month-old babies. 4 years ago, the governor of Oregon, who's a psychiatrist, I actually had his press release, said that they're going to, on the welfare mothers and all those in Head Start, that's a form of welfare, demand prenatal screening to decide if the child, if the mother's at risk for having a depressed child from environment, to drug the baby at birth. And yes, there was even a discussion of in utero through the mother. Now, in THX 1138, the nightmare dystopic film by George Lucas, they didn't drug you till birth. Now they're discussing doing it in the womb. And again, I'm not joking. I'm in hell here. Wake up to it. We're not going to change it till we admit how bad it is. 2 million, folks. I just can't handle it anymore. Oh, my goodness. Let me hit a few others, and then we'll go to your calls. Oh, my goodness. This is out of the Washington Post. Armageddon plan was put into action on 9/11, Clark says. An Armageddon program designed to ensure that the federal government will continue to function in the aftermath of a nuclear war was put into place during September 11, 2001 terror attacks. According to ABC's Nightline, which plans to report its findings tonight, every federal agency shifted into control to an alternate headquarters outside Washington. I got to take this. I got to watch this. I got to make myself. Did it air last night? No, this is today, so it'll air tonight. Will you type it for me so I don't have to watch it twice? Please. President Bush's decision to fly to Nebraska that day instead of returning to the White House, which drew some criticism at the time, was part of a plan former counterterrorism official Richard A. Clark said on the program. And at that base, early in the morning, the Oracle of Omaha and a bunch of CEOs were meeting, including most of the CEOs of the World Trade Centers. And Bush landed, and they had a secret meeting. That's the Associated Press. I guess that was pre-planned, too, before the attacks. Nightline expands on a book by James Mann that detailed the birth of the program named Continuity of Government during the Reagan administration under the plan the United States were facing a nuclear attack. Three teams of 50 federal officials would be sent from Washington to locations across the country, each with a cabinet member who was prepared to become president. And we already knew this from the Washington Times. 4 days after the attack, they reported that all martial law provisions were activated. They just haven't implemented all of them. Let's go to some calls. I'll get back into the Iraq carnage and what's really happening there. All right, now let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Paula in Texas called last hour and said, she's not calling back about this, and said, why don't you have America Wake Up or Waco on your website? It is on the toll-free line. We were putting new stuff up a few months ago on the website, and it accidentally, with one other thing, got taken down. I'm going to get it back up there. It's a great video, and yes, we still offer it. You can call 888-253-3139. And for some reason, we procrastinated and haven't gotten it yet up on the web, and so I was frustrated when she called, but she wanted to talk about something else when I cut her off. Go ahead, Paula.
Yes, sir. I wanted to tell you, my husband works with an older gentleman here in Houston, and his daughter was over in Iraq. My husband was telling him that he had heard and that he believed that the soldiers in Iraq were being given drugs to make them be able to kill easier, to change their minds. And
oh, yeah, that was in the Washington Post and Wired magazine.
Right. Well, he told him this morning that his daughter had come home on leave before she went to Germany. He overheard her talking to his wife, and she told them that she was given a shot to, quote, hype her up, and she would have to have another shot to bring her down off of it. And that while she was here, she kept reaching for her gun on her hip every time she saw a Muslim. And so she was still freaked out, and her brain was altered from this drug that they're giving our soldiers over there.
Yeah, they give them a aggression or psychopath drug that takes away the conscience. And that's Wired magazine, by the way.
Yeah.
And Delta Force was on this, not the malaria drug, when they came back and killed four of their wives last year.
Yeah.
Now, when the police pulled up to one home that the guy had set on fire, the local paper reported he was flopping around, thumbing at the mouth, screaming hate, and they described it as demon possession.
Yeah.
He was just, rah, 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 rah. That's the freedom, and they're all being trained by watching TV that torturing you and your family is good. Does that concern you, ma'am?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Here. Let's hear how the good guys act.
You know, I also had a comment on you were saying earlier about the color of the uniform.
Yes.
And my husband and I, my daughter and I, we check out movies from our library, and we checked out behind the Planet of the Apes. It's the making of the Planet of the Apes, all five of them.
Yeah, that's a good show. I saw that on Discovery. Or no, it was on. Yeah, it was on Discovery. No, it was on one of the cable channels.
Well, we were watching the part about the fourth movie, the making of the fourth movie, and it's where the apes go against the government and they take the planet.
Yes.
And it talks about the police all wearing black uniforms, and it states in there they gave them black uniforms so that it would look like a dictatorship.
Well, in every case over thousands of years, when you have a dictatorship, they wear black.
Yeah, and so that's why they gave them the black uniforms, and yet here we are looking at our police in black uniforms and not thinking, oh, it's not a dictatorship, it's our police. This man lives down the street from me. They don't realize, they don't either that or they don't just don't care. Because we have family members that tell us we don't want those movies, we don't care.
Absolutely. Good job. I appreciate your call, and we'll get that back on the website for you. And I don't mean to, you know, do that on the air, but that's what they're training them to do. I mean, folks, you better wait. This is deadly serious, okay? This is the worst, most hellish wickedness we've ever seen being set up. And we better stand up against it, because it's going to feed on all of us indiscriminately, including our police. The police, you better listen to us. Oh, boy. But by the way, then after the troops engage in the psychopathic killing, lining up 3,000 innocent people, mowing them down, that's admitted in Afghanistan, they then give them another shot to give them an amnesia. So think about it. And that's what this lady was obviously talking about. They didn't give her the shot. They sent her back like this. I mean, this is amazing. This is incredible. They're going to have drug habits after this, by the way. That's how Elvis got addicted. You know, he was a patriot. He got in the army. He went and supported America. Good, clean-cut guy, you know, like, banana and bacon sandwiches. Didn't even hardly drink. Handsome, young, strong. And his commanding officer had him playing all these gigs for the army, doing all these promotions. He said, look, I'm exhausted. He said, here, the army wants you to take these go pills. And so the globalists killed Elvis. And I'm serious when I say that. They got him on this garbage. Let's talk to Larry in Arizona. Larry, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great talking to you. First-time caller.
Welcome.
Thanks. Somebody turned me on to your program about 6 months ago when I was at a prophecy conference, and I'm so glad that they did. So great to be able to get the truth. It's impossible to get anywhere else, unfortunately.
Well, here on this broadcast, we face the full horror. We give you the big picture.
Yes, and it's a lot to take. I don't know how you can take it. Sometimes it's a lot, just for us listening out here to be able to take. And you're inundated with it every day. But I wanted to talk about the neocons today because before I listened to you, the closest thing I could find to the truth was Michael Savage, because at least once
any
in a while,
any American that disagrees with the government, put them in a forced labor camp. Have you not heard him say that?
I have, but. On other occasions, he actually talks about the New World Order, and he lets people get on his show and talk about it once in a while.
He says that the Arabs are the New World Order, and we have to get behind Bush, who's fighting it, see how he's very manipulative.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And also, one thing I wanted to say about Michael Savage, too, you know, I still listen to him once in a while to see what he's saying, and also watch the other talk shows once in a while. I don't watch much TV, but I wanted to mention something that I heard Michael Savage say recently. And like I said, he is very deceptive, because sometimes he says something true, and that's the best way to deceive people is to be truthful.
Sir, what is rat poison made out of?
I don't know.
Well, about 98% of it is good grain. It's the 2%, but go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway, he's plugging his book again as usual, The Enemy Within. And he quoted something from his book to one of the callers, and he was saying that there's something that's 100 times worse than a dirty nuke. And do you know what that is? It's the tongue of the traitors in this country that are against the war and against George Bush.
And they should all be arrested and put in forced labor camps. We have a national show on 450 stations saying put people in forced labor camps.
You're right. It's terrible. And unfortunately, you know, I have gotten some of your videos and I've been giving them out to people. And it's very hard to break through the brainwashing that they're getting from the neocons on TV and on the radio.
Well, in Road to Tyranny, we show them who the terrorists are, according to the government. It's the conservatives. Yeah, the surface they say it's the Muslims, but all the real training's for us.
I agree, Michael. I think that Alex, I agree with you. I think that once they take care of the Muslims,
I'll tell you something. Michael Savage is an oily, greasy, dirty beatnik. Okay, he's a fat-bellied socialist who found out how to really get us.
I agree.
He makes me want to puke.
Can I relate one other thing?
He's
to
a
you?
Demonic dwarf. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I was recently talking to somebody at a school that I'm currently attending. He was telling me about his kid who's in Head Start. Now, the kid came down with some cavities. Now, he says that he just took his kid, 5-year-old kid, in to get fluoride treatment and to get these cavities fixed. And I says, well, why are you doing that? The kid's only 5 years old. His teeth are going to fall out anyway. He says, well, the Head Start's making me do it.
Yeah, you become their slave. They also give you 3 CPS visits a year. And at the same time, Head Start got caught in Oakland, California 2 years ago, giving them the fillings without deadening. Huh. That's the love. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Sky Television News is reporting that a Pentagon source has told them that 130 U.S. troops have been killed. But you're going to see this broken up into each individual battle and reported in pieces in the newspapers. You'll have to add them all up for yourself as a propaganda tactic. The London Guardian's reporting that they escalated all of this, again, so the U.S. can stage as the bad cop and the U.N. can be the good cop, and so they don't have the handover. And now they've blown up part of a mosque, which is sure to stir things up even worse. Very, very serious. Before we go to a few final calls, my friends, I hope that all of you will get my videos. I hope you will make copies of them. I hope you will get them out to your friends, your family, air them on Access Television. They're waking up 90% of those that see them. People's minds are very open right now. The videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. Again, I've made 10 videos. I carry four or five other videos by great researchers, other books and tapes. I've written a book. I published another book. Pro-gun t-shirts that I know, very liberal, we're pro-gun here. It's very important you make the call. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. If we don't get involved now and expose this evil, it's over. I mean, this is scientifically crafted. You got to have these videos. They're great tools. You got to take action. If you move against the New World Order, they will fail. Resistance to us is futile if we take action. Let's talk to, I guess, up next is Ellis in Michigan. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm also a first-time caller, and I'd just like to say thank you for your work, Alex. It's really waking me up. I'm 19, and I've really showed all your stuff to all my friends. And I'm sitting here in this New World Order chat room on FNET and IRC, and we were talking about what's going to happen if these microchips are made necessary for people to get to a job or go.
Well, we just heard the CEO of Applied Digital, that's his plan.
Right, exactly. I heard that, and it was totally mind-blowing. I'm wondering what's going to happen if you go on a job interview and they say, well, okay, you've got the job, but now you need this microchip.
And see, they're going to get the economy all controlled where there's no independent business, where they force you into doing it.
Exactly. I mean, at this
point. And they were saying it, see, and they're going to make the police and military do it first. Then they'll enforce it on us. It'll be much easier once you have it.
Exactly. I completely agree. I mean,
this is like a body snatcher movie or V or something.
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree. I mean, what's going to happen if we can't get our food, if we can't get a job, if we can't even get money?
Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk more about it. We're out of time. You made a great point. Bob in California, go ahead. Hello, Bob.
Alex, are you there?
Yeah, you got about 45 seconds.
Okay, I think I'm going to take that chip, and I think I'm going to see if I can't microwave it or do... You know, when I was in the hospital, they had this thing that would microwave the muscles inside your hand or arm. And I think I might just try to put that under there and see if I can't make it pop like the strip in the money.
Well, I don't recommend doing that. We need to fight the system itself, but thanks for the call. I want to hear more about that later. Ron in New York, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Ron.
Alex, did you see Karen Hughes on Larry King last night?
No.
Way beyond spin and into total lying and deception. Really hard to believe the way what she was saying and how she was trying to, you know, approve of everything that they're doing over there in Washington.
And of course, that's Bush's former chief of staff.
Oh, yeah, but it was beyond, way beyond spin. The lying was just unbelievable, unreal. And the other question is, who is fighting against our troops over there? Stephen Quayle last night on Coast to Coast said it's Iranian and Syrian troops. Is that so?
I don't agree.
Okay.
You know, that people want to say that it's shadowy groups here and, you know, there. I mean, it's Shiites, it's others, it's the Iraqi people. We're out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.